Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. I am your host, Dean Paloka, playing the best in Russian music for you, and we're going to start today's program. I know that Easter is going to be very different for Catholics and Orthodox this year. One celebrates in March, one celebrates in May, the farthest away it could possibly get. Next year, I think we're back to either the same time or a week after each other. So for you that will be celebrating in March and started the Great Lent this week, we have Put Krest Tvoyu Stayu. It is with sadness that we announce the passing of a true Russian patriot. Last Sunday, Anne Betts Walko, poet, playwright, and lifelong Wall resident, passed away at the age of 104. Anne Walko was the first in her family to read and write, the eldest child of Russian immigrants who, in 1908, settled in the town of Wall in the Turtle Creek Valley. She graduated from college at the age of 63, published two books, Eternal Memory and Every Day a Celebration. When she turned 100, she was profiled on public television on WQED with Jerry Jumba, our good friend, and we'll give you some thoughts from Jerry on the passing of Anne Walko after we play our dedication to her. WQED on Q Magazine, and did a lot of work with the local musicologist, Jerry Jumba, on a book of Russian folk songs and hymns. Well into her 90s, Ms. Walko taught classes in creative writing at the Turtle Creek Human Services Center for seniors far younger than she. And in 2004, she performed the play Zhenska Sloboda, Women's Liberation, at the Andy Warhol Museum. In 1935, she married John Walko, The marriage would last 72 years until his death in 2007, and began raising a family while writing a newspaper column for the Westinghouse Valley News, and in the 1940s was hired for a secretarial job at the University of Pittsburgh. Besides her son John, she is survived by two daughters, Marianne Zachs of Naples, Florida, and Margaret Susan Miller of Marshall, also 8 grandchildren, and 17 great-grandchildren. We have for Anne, a Vichnaya Ye Pamyat. We have an Ochanash and a Vichnaya Pamyat. And after that, we will give you some reflections on Anne's life from our good friend, Jerry Jumba. I had asked my good friend, Jerry Jumba, former teacher, also part of the, I played with Ruski Muzikanti a couple times with Jerry as well, to write a little bit about Anne Walco in memoriam for the passing of Anne last Sunday. So next are some excerpts of what Jerry had sent to me. Jerry first met Anne in 2002 at the Andy Warhol Museum when she was 92 years young. Anne was to give an interactive lecture, an interview on her recently published book, Eternal Memory, Vichnaya Pamyat in Russian Language, at the well-attended event. And if you've read that book, it is an excellent book. I recommend you get it from the CRS and read it. Anne Walco's life as a first generation born here and living in the Wall area described numerous intergenerational experiences in the neighborhood at Holy Trinity Byzantine Catholic Church and in civic life. The purpose of her book, Eternal Memory, is to build cultural awareness about the immigrant journey of keeping cultural continuity and adding adaptation to become multicultural while sustaining new lives in America. This history should never be forgotten because it is a great learning experience and a guide. The book Eternal Memory has sold thousands of copies, and several school history programs in the areas Westmoreland County and Allegheny County have included it as a must-read discussion book in the immigration studies curriculum. Some teachers place it as a companion book to Thomas Bell's well-known book, Out of This Furnace. After Ann Walco got her GED diploma, she took classes at the University of Pittsburgh and was told she needed to study a second language. She said she would study English and take writing classes because English was her second language, Russian was her first, and studied under Dr. Peter Oresik. She went on to receive numerous writing awards. Jerry and Ann did some research work and were featured on Pittsburgh educational public television stations, WQED, On Cue, and was first broadcast in December of 2008 and throughout the years. It placed in the top five features and was repeated on numerous WQED TV broadcasts. And you can also go online to WQED's website and you can see it. If you go to WQED, I think it's WQED, Google WQED, put in Jerry Jumba, Ann Walco, you'll find it. Over 200 people showed up for her 100th birthday party in Westinghouse Castle in 2008. WQED filmmakers were there and began to film an amazing scenario. Jerry had asked Ann, "Did you go to school with any of these people? How is it you have over 200 friends here?" And Ann replied, "To have a friend, you have to be a friend. I guess I was friendlier than I remember." In 2011, Jerry and Ann began the final editing to shore up the parameters of Ann Walco, Songs and Hymns Remembered, and finished near the end of 2012. This was a careful and tedious process because of the sorting of the numerous Russian dialects as well as East Slovak dialects of the texts and melody variants as well as various translation. When they were stuck with a difficult translation, Anne would always say, "Translation is odious." We chant Vichnaya Pamyat, which translates as eternal memory in the final prayers of the Carpatha Rusyn Byzantine Catholic and Orthodox funerals, at the end as a resting place. The Ann Walco legacy shows the cultural, educational challenges of the continuity and sustainability that they faced in her lifetime. She faced those educational challenges as a brave soul, speaking up, and writing to add goodness wherever she could. She made a lifetime of exceptional effort as a cultural builder with a mind for civic service and church service. In addition, she pointed out the precious value of collaboration by building a family with her dear husband, John, her immediate and extended family, her neighbors, who experienced the eternal nurturing value of hospitality in community life. She has personified the goodness of hospitality and community life in her actions and writings, which might be summed up by what Ann Walco writes on the title page of her books, plays, and poetry, with each copy that she signed personally, quote, "Written with joy, with pleasure shared, Ann Walco. Vichnaya Ye Pamyat, Ann." Next we go to Lemkovina, and this is Polubili Smeshe by Alexandra Janshik and Sanya Poldrui.
Polubili Smeshe Jednej kvitne jari. Jednej kvitne jari, kem bili orloni, kem bili orloni, sto vidočki mali. Kem bili orloni, kem bili orloni, kem bili orloni, sto vidočki mali. Mali, konari, himbali. Sto kvitočki mali,
As we listen to this smooth jazz from Oruski Kerestor, Polyubeli Smeshe, I do want to tell you that even though we are sponsored in full by the Carpathian Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. Easter will be coming up for both Catholics and Orthodox, and if you are interested in sponsoring a special Easter broadcast or just donating to the Carpathian Russian Society Heritage Program, please feel free to give me a call, Dean Paloka, area code 412-877-9351. You can also send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Easter is coming up in just a couple weeks for Catholics, on the 31st of March, and on May 5th for Orthodox faithful. So again, if you are interested in sponsoring one of the Carpathian Rusyn Society Heritage Program's special Easter broadcast, please give me a call. Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351, as we finish with this jazzy number from Ruski Kerestor. And next we have Folkorni Subor Mincho from Kiel. And I want to thank Maria Silvestri, who gave me a whole bunch of CDs on her recent trip to the Rusyn homeland. So next we have for you, this is Folkorni Subor Mincho from the village of Kiova, Zaharaj Mihudatsi, and Kiovski, Kiovska, Dribna.
And aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. As we go to Zakarpattia, I want to tell you that the CRS Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter will sponsor a film called Half Past Three on Sunday, the 24th of February, starting at 1:30 p.m. Half Past Three is a documentary film about Half Past Three is a documentary film about peculiar and unconventional people living in a peculiar and unconventional place. After several visits to the most east district of interwar Czechoslovakia, one director and one photographer decided to return to the same places one more time with a film camera to bring back a message about the calm but original life of the local people. Again, this will take place Sunday, the 24th of February at 1:30 p.m. at the Butler Institute of American Art, located on Wick Avenue in Youngstown, Ohio. For more information about Half Past Three, the CRS Youngstown Warren Sharon Chapter event next Sunday, the 24th of February at 1:30, call our good friend Jim Basista. Area code 330-544-0107. Again, that's Jim, Big Jim, 330-544-0107. This is brand new, Roland from Chirch, brought back by our good friend Maria Silvestri. We're going to have a lot more from Maria in the upcoming weeks. She brought me a plethora of CDs from the Russian homeland. Before we go today, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to tell you that the CRS has a wonderful gift shop. You hear it from me every week. We got Easter stuff. Make sure you get those Easter basket covers, the pisanka, embroideries, and much more. Visit our website, c-rs.org. Click on sales to get our brochure or give us a call, 412-567-8000. 3077. Leave us your contact information. We'll get a brochure sent out to you. We also have Randy Horbal's Pit All Hit items, the bean bags, the keychains, and much more. So that is the CRS sales catalog. C-RS.org or give us a call. 412-567-3077. We'll see you all next week right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh or streaming live WPITAM.com for the best in Russian music, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program. We'll see you all next week. Тримайте себя красный тужден, счастливо.
A tak žáro zejdeme. Pobožka ňa neraz a ja ťa iši raz a tak žáro zejdeme.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Pozivame vás sluchati sledujušu nedelju o 5.3. hodini na stanici WPIT
na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom.